This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Many in India are shocked and angered over the death of a second Dalit woman after the alleged gang rape and death of another woman on Tuesday. The BBC is reporting that the 22-year-old was dragged into a vehicle after turning up to apply for admission to a local school. She was then allegedly raped. On Tuesday, a 19-year-old woman died following an alleged rape by upper-class men. Dalits are at the bottom of the caste system in India. Both attacks took place in the northern state of Uttar Pradesh, where protests have begun. UNICEF has become the third UN agency to launch an internal inquiry into the sexual abuse of women in the Democratic Republic of Congo, or DRC, promising, quote, serious consequences for any culprits. The Children's Fund said in a statement it was appalled that people who identify as UNICEF workers have reportedly committed abuse against vulnerable women in the DRC. It was not immediately clear how many UNICEF employees had been accused. On Wednesday, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, said it too was investigating allegations of sexual abuse and exploitation by one of its staff during the DRC's Ebola crisis, while the World Health Organization, or WHO, made a similar announcement on Tuesday. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Thursday described foreign sanctions imposed against Hong Kong government officials as brutal, while defending the need to continue implementing a contentious national security law in the Chinese financial capital. Lam spoke at a reception that followed a morning flag-raising ceremony marking the 71st anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China. The ceremony came as anti-government protests have dwindled due to coronavirus restrictions on group gatherings and fears over a sweeping national security law imposed by Beijing. This is VOA News. Azerbaijani and Armenian forces have no plans to call a truce in the disputed region of Nagorno-Karabakh in the Southern Caucasus. Fighting has been escalating since it broke out on Sunday. It's the worst violence to flare up in the region in decades. On Thursday, Russia and France called for a ceasefire, but shelling continued and explosions were reported in the region's main city overnight. The enclave is officially part of Azerbaijan, but it's governed by ethnic Armenians. The two former Soviet republics fought a war between 1988 and 1994 over the territory. In this latest violence, dozens of people have been killed and hundreds wounded. There's concern that international powers could be drawn into the conflict as well. Armenia is majority Christian. Azerbaijan is majority Muslim. Turkey has close ties to Azerbaijan, which has a lot of oil, while Russia and Armenia are allies. But Russia also has good relations with Azerbaijan. U.S. Federal Aviation Administration, or FAA, Chief Steve Dixon said there's still work to be done before the Boeing 737 MAX is approved to fly again, adding that he liked what he saw. His remarks came after he completed a two-hour evaluation flight at the controls of the plane. The flight is part of the final stages of a recertification process after two fatal crashes. The 737 MAX was grounded in March 2019 after deadly crashes in Ethiopia and Indonesia killed 346 people over a five-month period. In both crashes, a flawed control system repeatedly and forcefully pushed down the jet's nose as pilots struggled to keep it up. Since then, Dixon made known he wouldn't approve the airplane until he flew it himself and was convinced of its safety. If all goes well, the 737 MAX could be back in U.S. skies before the end of the year. The Trump administration has proposed including a $20 billion extension in aid for the battered airline industry in the U.S. and a new stimulus proposal to House Democrats and worth over $1.5 trillion. American Airlines and United Airlines, two of the largest U.S. carriers, said they were beginning furloughs of over 32,000 workers Thursday as hopes faded for a last-minute bailout from Washington. U.S. airlines have been pleading for another $25 billion bailout, another $25 billion in payroll support to protect jobs for a further 6 months after the current package, which banned furloughs, expired at midnight. And Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny told a German magazine that Russian President Vladimir Putin was behind his expected poisoning, but stressed he wasn't afraid. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.